kind of the way the business works and how it can take its turns for the good or the bad. But we were out there, and it was Douglas, myself, and Glenn Campbell. And we're sitting in the middle of this big orchestra in Warner Brothers studio with a conductor up there who was conducting the rest of the orchestra behind us, right? And we were doing playing to print to a movie called, what was that movie?
Bonnie and Clyde.
And we were playing, and at that time, John's record, his particular record of Gentle on My Mind, had first came out and was getting airplay all over Los Angeles. And I thought, my gosh, he's got a hit. John has got his own hit. And we were sitting there on a break after doing some of the source music for that show, that movie. And Glenn Campbell says, you know what? That's a great song. He says, John Hartford. That's John Hartford. He says, you know what? Monday, I'm going to go in and cut that song. And that's what happened. I was there at that moment, and he turned to Douglas and said, Doug, I want you to play banjo on that. So Monday they went in, and Glenn Campbell cut Gentle on My Mind, which, you know, if he hadn't cut that, John would have probably taken that himself to a number one record, because he changed the direction and the paradigm of country music at that time. And pretty soon everybody else was doing that thing, you know, the lyrics, you know, and the way the lyrics and the melody worked together with the time. And so if you'll notice at that time, the music started taking that on with a lot of other people who were doing that sort of thing. And before it was... And he changed that whole thing and started moving the music in another direction. And you can credit John Hartford for that. And maybe Glenn took that further than John would have, but John didn't do bad with that. That was in the days when the record labels and streaming didn't rip off the artists, which is happening now. And the artists are starving and all this other, the mainstream thing. There's a class action lawsuit against that now, so the artists can get their money back because they're not getting, anyway.